Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dude, 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 dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skidmark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday.
1080 The Fan. The Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch for the kids. Speaking of Twitch for the kids, we've been talking about alcohol.
Listen up, kids. Don't do it? Is that where we're going?
For a while.
Okay.
Don't do it for a while.
Yeah.
That brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Great movie. I have to watch that. It's been a long time since I've seen
Mr. Coach Klein.
Since I've seen The Waterboy.
Mr. Coach Klein. I do have to bring this up real quickly. It seems as if Will Ortner right now, Big Will Betts, Big Willie style, Young Will, is in Vegas right now. And he posted a picture of him and his buddies. A lot going on. The caption, though, Vegas is trembling.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
That just like, have you seen the meme? Like the joke is like, Vegas has never seen 4 25-year-old white boys before. They don't know what to expect. They aren't ready for us.
Oh, yeah. No, and then at the end, they will have discovered Vegas will win.
Also, Will could tie me into a pretzel if he wanted to, being a former offensive tackle at a Division II school. But he is wearing... they're not even leggings because they only go down past the knee and then they stop.
Those are leggings. What are you talking about?
No, they're not like, I mean, leggings to me are full leggings. They cover the entire leg.
Bro,
these look like those swim trunks like that swimmers wear.
They're like hex pads on or something.
And they just go down past the kneecap. And just below the knee, and then that's it. And then it's just shit.
But like halfway.
Yeah. It's like a quarter zip. It's like a quarter sleeve, but for leggings. Very odd. Very odd choice. I hope it's for like medical reasons or something like that. Then I'll give him a pass.
The kids kind of wear some odd clothing choices nowadays anyway, so I'm not surprised. He's 26. He's right in there. Like cargo shorts have apparently come back. I've started to question...
Have these choices.
Oh, yeah. The choices of
cargo
these
cargo shorts are coming back.
Oh, it's a thing, apparently.
Carpenter pants coming back, too.
I mean, and apparently,
with
like...
with a little loop for your hammer.
Yeah, for your hammer.
I found out this last week that ankle socks are cool again. No.
Socks aren't cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, let me rephrase that. Well. It's the tube socks. You got to have, like, the tube, like, up half your leg or
the
up your ankle.
The Gen Zers are not fans of the ankle socks.
I look fat as heck if I don't wear ankle socks, so my legs just look chubby, so I'm going to continue wearing ankle socks. I'm sorry. But yeah, apparently those aren't a thing anymore. Come on, man.
Not a thing.
So, we got a draft on Wednesday. If you want to hang out and watch the draft with 1080 The Fan, we, not me or Rashad, I doubt we'll be there. I might be there. I might make an appearance. 10 Barrel Brew Pub in the Pearl District is where we'll be hanging out. I don't know. There's some sort of read somewhere. I don't know if it was printed out, but Danny and Dusty will be there. Prime time with Isaac and Sue. I don't know if Sprague and Danny are going to be doing Jacked Ramsey's there, kind of like what they did last year. But nonetheless, 1080 The Fan will be there. 1080 The Fan at 10 Barrel Pub on Wednesday for the NBA draft, where your Portland Trailblazers have the number 7 overall pick and the number 14 overall pick for now, because there have been rumblings, Rashad.
What have those rumblings been, Joe?
That possibly, quite possibly, the Blazers are looking to trade up to the number 3 pick. Now, I haven't talked to my sources at all. I haven't been working the phones yet to find out if this is true or not. They are one of 3 teams that have, the rumors are going around that they're looking to maybe move up to number 3. And so, hey, if there's a guy you really, really want, go for it, bud. This draft to me, it is very weird because apparently everybody and their grandma is saying this draft sucks. There's nobody good in it. It's all been at best role players. I say, like, I don't know, maybe we just wait to see if, you know, that is the case. Watch them in the NBA, and maybe there are a couple stars that come out of this before declaring so. But in a draft like this, do we find it odd that the Blazers are willing to move capital to move up to the number 3 pick? Like, who would that be in the draft that they would love that much to move up to number 3? And quite honestly, the Blazers need a lot. So to have a specific person you're looking to go after that you feel like is going to help your team and franchise that much, I mean, more power to you. But I think having more draft capital and more players in the first round in the lottery that you can select. And again, the trade hasn't happened. We don't know what's going to happen. But I would say sticking at 7 and 14 to just acquire talent versus moving up for a specific player is the route that I would go.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know anything about, you know, Red Shepherd, who is the person that's...
Reed, excuse me.
Is it Reed?
Reed.
I like Red Shepherd better.
Red Shepherd's
I
do too. Better, but his name is Reed.
He is now officially Red Shepherd.
Mama named Reed, I'm going to call him Reed. So Reed Shepherd, well, you know, another 6'3 guard.
I'll tell you, he's not going to be a Blazer. And I swear to God, if they draft him, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
up there.
I mean, because right now... he's projected as the person, every mock draft I've seen, he's the one projected to be the third overall pick. Third
overall
pick.
God, you know what I mean? Hope
Fuck.
Not.
I know the two Frenchmen are supposedly one and two. However,
I pray that he's not.
However, they decide to go with, how do you say, Zachary, how do you say his last name?
Zachary Recession?
Recession. Yeah, there you go. Recession and Alexander Sarr. Like, I don't know anything like about those guys other than the fact that they're
Sarr played they're French. In, he played in Perth.
Sarr is 7-1.
Yeah, in the Australian League. Apparently, I was seeing something that he wants to go to Washington. Don't know why. I don't know if he wants to be seen as like the savior of the franchise, but that's the case. Best of luck.
That's a good weird. Franchise to start with. To you know, kind of
fun
save.
Playing with Jordan Poole.
You know, like he's oh my gosh, man, send that fool to the G League.
Yeah, West
send him to China or Turkey or something like that.
Yeah, Wes Unseld Jr. got fired mid season, and then they just like hired the interim guy. Like, yeah, Washington's doing great.
Yeah, Washington's not doing well at all. But by great, you mean terrible?
Terrible.
Then yes, yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. But I mean, Reed is projected to go to Houston. I say let him go to Houston. If that's who you're moving up to get third, then I don't know. I think the Blazers might be cooked. And then again, I don't want to, let me take that back, because I'm not going to at all act like I'm up to par with any of these guys that are in the draft this year. Like I might have watched 5 total games of college basketball this year, if I'm being 100, you know, completely real. So I can't tell you what any of these players are going to be about. I haven't heard much hype from any of these guys. You know, the few names that I do know, I don't think those guys can help the Blazers, you know, anytime soon. So I don't know, man. Like, you got a tough job if you're the general manager, really, for any team this year, because I feel like this is kind of a crapshoot this year in particular. Like, I don't know if can either of you tell me multiple or at least anything about the top 10 in this draft. Ron Holland, I know, because I watched him play at the Schwab and I watched him dominate there. So I know he can do a lot of stuff.
Part of me wants the Blazers to select Ron Holland just to see Danny's reaction. I was talking to him and Dusty a couple weeks ago, and I was like, knowing nothing at all, I would love to. I was like, I'm curious about Ron Holland playing with the Blazers. And to quote Danny Moran, he said, I would do a header off of a cliff if the Blazers selected Ron Holland. I was like, that is a one, ow, two, bold statement. And that shows, according to Danny, how little that he wants Ron Holland on the Blazers and how he would fit this team.
Did he say why?
He was saying that basically he's not a great team guy. On the G League, it was very much complaining about not getting shots, not getting his buckets, and not getting his reps.
I'm a top 10 pick. I'm going to need. And how many guys from the Ignite are top 10 picks? Two?
Well, that's actually kind of the idea, because the G League Ignite, well, now they're defunct, but they were supposed to be that gathering of young talent that before NIL was a thing, you know, guys wanted to take the money instead of going to college and then become pros, like Scoot Henderson obviously was a G League Ignite player. But another problem with this kid, 6-44 was the Ignite's record this year too. So amongst all of these calls for shots, you know, terrible teammate, he's making the team worse. I think it's obvious. So I think Morang is so right that guy's just a terrible locker room guy. So yeah, stay the heck away from him. But I guess, guys, for me, the Blazers draft, as a fan, I've just been out on them this year. So, to me, I've seen them miss on so many, like, guys that they could, you know, try to move up top three, get, like, an Alex Sarr if they got a shot at it. Sure, absolutely do that. But really, beyond that, I want them to go get, like, the most guaranteed mid talent that there is. And what that will end up translating to is, like, a nice bench guy. They need a 7 and an 8 off the bench that they're going to be able to develop and will actually hit shots and be consistent and not turn into a Luke Babbitt, not turn into a Zach Collins, or just spend half his life injured on the Blazers roster. We've taken so many flyers over the last decade and a half. Damn you, Neil Olshey, on guys that had the hugest ceiling. And since there aren't those many guys, those many of those guys in this year's draft, just go for the mid guys. Just draft a couple of role players and move on.
I think the one thing we don't say enough about the draft is it's flawed now, and we keep blaming the players for going pro, but really we should be blaming these general managers, because we're getting, in every case, you're getting somebody you have to work with and somebody you have to help grow into their body. Like, these guys in most cases, it's been slated in that they're going to be the top pick in the draft since they were juniors in high school. We've been talking about Cooper Flagg for how long now? And he hasn't even played a college game yet. And yet he's already the first pick of next year's draft. That's, and you know, these guys, they end up maturing and growing and getting better as players. And so when you got a Giannis that ends up going at the end of the lottery, and then all of a sudden he turns into one of the best players in the leagues, like, man, these, some of these guys aren't finished growing. I was a much better basketball player at 21 than I ever was at 18 or 19. I understood what to do. How many guys that we were the top player in college, excuse me, the top player in high school, and then came to the NBA and had just mid careers. And then the guys that were, you know, three-star, four-star guys end up coming Devin Booker, or end up coming, you know, becoming somebody like in really, really great in the NBA or the NFL or whatever. So I think it's just kind of one of those things, man. I think GMs need to do a better job of, man, number one, looking at some, not older talent, but it's almost bad. Like, if you don't get to go to the draft as a freshman, people are looking at you like, why didn't you go sooner? Like, why are you still in college if you're really that good?
All right, we gotta go. We're way up against the clock, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side. Blazers draft picks, what they should do, players that are on mock drafts. It's happening this Wednesday, so buckle up. We got a crazy next few days. Get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Blazers with the number 7, number 14 overall pick. We have no idea what the hell is going to happen. But
something awesome, though. We know that much. Go Blazers.
Let's take a look at some mock drafts, shall we? What the hell? Why not? This is from ESPN from 3 days ago. Jonathan Givney and Jeremy Wu. At the number 7 overall pick, Donovan Klingon from UConn. The Great White Hope. That would be the third large white man that we have selected over the last, 10 years. So, hey, third time's a charm. That's Myers Leonard won. Didn't work out. Zach Collins a second time. Didn't work out, and we gave up draft capital for that. We don't even have to give up draft capital for this guy. I love one of my favorite things from seeing this, too, is people are like, well, the Blazers already have Ayton. Oh, okay, and, like, is... I'm sorry, are we competing for a championship with him? Is it like, is he, yeah, he's a great offensive player. He's stepped up his game in the second half of the year. But to me, there is no, Blazers need this. The Blazers, if they get this type of player, it's like the Blazers need a hell of a lot right now. Don't know if you noticed last year, one of the worst teams in the NBA on all fronts. So the Blazers need great players at all positions. So, whether it makes Ayton happy or not, I don't care, all right? Because this team needs a lot of help, and if they feel like Donovan Kleinen is the guy at 7, go for it. At 14 in this ESPN draft, Jacoby Walter out of Baylor. Sure. I haven't watched much Baylor this year at all. No, they're kind of injury-riddled, but definitely haven't watched any of his game at all. So, sure, why not? How about Kleinen and Zach Edey? Get both the bigs.
Twin Towers, baby.
Let's bring back that old school NBA post play, baby.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
No, you're not.
I mean, hey,
Edey can kind of stretch.
If Zach Edey plays anything like he played in college, and this is the thing, like, he's a senior, so
the best player in college.
Yeah, I'm saying if he plays anything like he did, not even all that, but if he can give you half of what he was able to give you in college, and that's 12 points and 6 rebounds, you know, off the bench or something like that, I think that's a solid pickup. Like, I mean, I think a lot of people are looking for home runs, you know, out of the gate, and sometimes it's not like that. So if you got who knew Jokic was going to be Jokic getting drafted in the second round? No one. Like they gave us Nurkic so quick. Who they had all the stock in. They gave us Nurkic so quick because they knew what they had in Jokic. Sometimes, man, we don't know, like, right? And Zach Edey has a type of game, because he's a big, that he could be effective in this NBA where it's very small ball in a lot of ways. And so you see, if you have good bigs, a la a Jokic or something like that down low, you can be really effective as a team. Even somebody like Jonas Valanciunas on every team. Name a team that can't use a Jonas Valanciunas. Everybody can. So, I mean, if you can play something like that, you got a spot in the NBA.
The Ringer. Kevin O'Connor, this was from just about a week ago. At number 7, the Blazers select Donovan Kleinen. That's another mock draft with the big white guy from UConn coming in. And then at 14, and this name's been linked to the Blazers quite a bit, Tijane Salum, I believe, if I'm pronouncing that. Or
yeah, from France.
Yeah,
Frenchman.
Another one of the Frenchmen.
I say take him.
Why not?
Listen, I mean, how many players from France haven't worked out in the league?
6'9", 7'1", wingspan. I mean, if
Batum is still playing, his old ass is still in the league.
You want to talk about a player that, or a type of player that the Blazers have not entertained in the draft at all. I give you a 6'9" wing with a 7'1" wingspan. My God.
I'm saying, like, you can use something like that. And like I said, look through the list of Frenchmen that have played in the NBA so far. It's a pretty good list of even guys that are just solid, solid role players for you.
Here is a CBS Sports mock draft. I would like to believe that this guy, I mean, again, the draft hasn't happened, so God only knows what happens, but they have the Blazers taking Jared McCain out of Duke at 14, which I haven't heard him linked to the Blazers like at all.
Duke. He's going to be amazing.
I know they worked him out. Duke can get buckets. He definitely did that in his time during Duke. I remember it. I don't know if it was the Sweet 16 game or the Elite Eight. I forget which matchup it was, but he was raining in threes in one game. So he's a shooter, but he is 6'2". Point guard, probably can play that off guard as well, but you know, us Blazers fans, we love having a 6'2 point guard and a 6'2 shooting guard out there. So
yeah, we definitely have a type.
And I think this the guy that wrote for CBS Sports this mock draft, Kyle Boone, also wants to see Danny Moran take a header off of a cliff, because he has Ron Holland going 7th overall.
I saw that one as
well. Let's do it again. I just want to see Danny's reaction if the Blazers end up doing that. And then I just want to see how that goes, because that would be quite entertaining if Ron Holland ended up actually being pretty good. But again, I think that his big thing is IQ, and knowing when to make the right play. And it seems like he just wants to be a bucket getter and put the ball in my hands. I'm going to go score, whether it's the whether it's going to happen or not. And that's where it seems like he can be a black hole offensively, is that ball sticks to his hands. So let's see, another mock draft.
I think if you're the Blazers, beggars cannot be choosers right now.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
I think if you're the
whether
Blazers,
whether it's Ron Holland or anybody else, it's like, I don't think it's a whole like, oh, they need this. Like I said, they need a lot.
Right? I don't care about
you're
character
looking at
guys right now.
Years of rebuild. So finding the correct fit, or it's just get talent, get as much talent as possible. And in this draft, that might be easier said than done. Let's look at another mock draft here, though. This one from June 21st on Bleacher Report. So just a couple days ago, at number 7 overall, they have the Blazers selecting Cody Williams out of Colorado. Very raw young player. I believe he was injured a little bit during the Pac-12 and college, the NCAA tournament. But Colorado basically started playing so well without him and with him coming off of the bench that there wasn't much of an impact that I saw in the Pac-12 tournament and the NCAA tournament from Cody Williams. Again, very young brother of Jalen Williams on the Thunder. So, you know, hopefully there's some genes running in that family where Cody ends up turning into a great
ball
player.
Right. The better one.
Ooh, that's right. There is two Jalen Williams.
Yeah, there's Jalen and then there's Jalen
the
Williams.
Better one.
I was going to say, I think he is
he is the brother of the starter, Jalen
better
Williams.
One. Yes, correct.
I'd go Jalen and Jalen, at least in my head.
Well,
that's how
I think the one thing, if I'm a Blazer fan, the only thing I want the Blazers to avoid is another 6'1 to 6'3 guard. Yep. I feel like right now you've got those in abundance. And if I'm being honest, all three of those guards are very, very good. And so you can kind of take your pick from there. But the one thing that you desperately need is more another wing defender and somebody that can score, you know, off the dribble, somebody that can score, you know, off the perimeter, and somebody that at least is taller than 6'2".
They got one too many of those guards. They have to trade Anthony Simons, and I'm wondering if you guys think they're going to trade him on draft day. I think there's a possibility, although I'm shocked that in, what, these thousands of mock drafts that we've read by now, like even the ones you're reading right now, there does not seem to be a mention of any draft day trades. It's a little weird.
Hey, I say at least Brogdon's got to go. I mean, I think Simons at this point does not want to go through a rebuild. He's post the end of season press conference. Very much the vibes we were getting from him is that he does not want to go through this and that he wants to be on a winning team and be in a winning place. And so whether that is going with the young guys in Orlando, whatever, I mean, I got to see at least Brogdon go before the season starts. If Simons goes as well, then so be it. You know,
I hate the world of sports. I love it, but I hate it at the same time because
I am on a sports radio station talking about sports.
No. I love it, but sports. It's just the absurdity of talking about an organization that literally, what, 2.5 years ago gave you generational wealth, life-changing money. That's on you. You earned that. You know, you did what you were supposed to do. But just to say that, like, to this team that, because they did love you, Neil O'Shea loved you, wanted to give you that money, then to turn around 2 years later. I just hate the way that we act sometimes.
I mean, things change. If you're in a relationship and it started great and now things are terrible, like, I don't want to just hang on to it because I'm supposed to or because it's expected of me to do that. Like, you know, he deserves an opportunity. He's been here for, like, 6 years now?
Six, seven years? Something like that, yeah.
Enough to be able to say, you know what? If Dame had did this year 7, I'd have been like, I understand. I get it. You deserve your opportunity to go. Instead, Dame stood on, I'm here, and I'm not doing this, and I would never do this, and anybody that does that is weak, and anybody that does that is running from the grind.
Dame's a superstar.
I can appreciate
Ant
is damn close. Like, Ant's and Dame has been gone. Ant has been doing his thing. Now, mind you, he was hurt, but name somebody else on this team that can be instant office for you. I know we're against it, but name anybody else on this team, get the ball to, there's a bucket. Like, I think we're just giving up on Ant real quick, but I also understand that he's kind of like, yeah, I might be a little over this, man. I don't want to wait 10, 13 years into my career like Dame before I finally say, I want more for myself. Like, go get it now, young man. I think 7 years is plenty of time to give any job, any relationship, anything that's not working the right way. I think 7 years is plenty of time to give somebody to say, I'm moving on.
And this would be his seventh season going into.
I guess
that's my quick point, is that it's not totally not working out. The money, things have worked out. It's just, I want to go chase a ring and be on a decent team. Not everybody gets to win a ring, bro. Like, see Karl Malone, see Charles Barkley.
But the thing about Karl Malone and Charles Barkley is they got a chance to compete for one.
That's fair.
Whether I get to win or not, like, that's a moot point. But if I'm Allen Iverson, did I have my chance to get there and win a ring? I did. That's enough to get you into the Hall of Fame, just having a chance to win one. So I'm not mad at him.
All right, we got to take a break because I know Rashad has been absolutely dying to talk about hockey. During every commercial break, he's like, when are we going to get to this? Game 7 of the Stanley Cup is tomorrow, and how the hell did we get here? But first, Schultzy, Sports Center update. As they say, let's do that hockey.
Let's do it. Probably know this about me, Joe, but I played hockey for a little bit.
Oh, really?
I did. It got really expensive because I grew, and so it's time
to buy pads. And hockey is expensive anyways.
And it was super far away from Northeast Portland, so couldn't really play them.
Well, I would say the two most live, amped up places over the last week were the crowds at the Kendrick Lamar concert in L.A., Inglewood specifically. And in Edmonton, because, oh my God, here come the Oilers. They come back from a 3-0 series deficit to the Florida Panthers. They win game 4, 8-1. I think I turned that off at 5-1. I'm like, okay, they're probably not going to score any more than that. Oh, no, they did. 8-1, game 4 victory. Game 5, I believe, was 5-3. Yeah, I was going to say, got a couple empty netters at the end there. And then game 6, 5-1, I believe, was the score of that one. Rashad, you have the scores.
I do. Game 6, 5-1. Very good.
But, oh, my God, that Edmonton crowd towards the end of that third period, they would play like a song, like a Bon Jovi song or Leanne Rimes or something like that to get the place amped. And then the music would stop because the play would continue. That place was as loud as a venue, sports arena, as I've ever heard on TV. Like, being able to hear the crowd and their react, like, they were absolutely amped up. And thank God that Florida doesn't have to play in that environment for game 7, because that team looks absolutely shook. They kept showing their faces on the bench on game 6. That is a team that cooked. Just, dear God, I want to see Edmonton pull it off, because it would be the first Canadian winner in however many, 30 years, whatever the hell it is. But just the way that Florida has crumbled these last few games and how confident Edmonton looks. And also the fact that Edmonton won game 6 and Connor McDavid didn't even have a point, who is the best hockey player in the world. And it's like, all right, you found out a way how to beat him, but we still beat you 5-1. Like, good luck, Florida. Yeah, it's just, I know there's some betting tickets out there. One on 1080 The Fan, Ken Barkley, who shows up on Dirt and Sprague, who needs Florida to win this. My buddy Tanner, who is a complete gambling degen, he got the Panthers at All-Star break Stanley Cup winners, I want to say at 20-1 odds. Jeez. So he is hoping that they pull it out as well. But for the sake of seeing people absolutely crumble their betting tickets, the fan base crumble for the second year in a row, go Oilers, baby.
Man, it's...
Let's do that hockey.
Yeah, no, it's a tale of two different, you know, teams, if we're being real. Like, that Panthers team to start the first three games, like, and if you looking through Twitter, you're seeing Panthers fans, you know, already kind of congratulate themselves.
Are those a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they are. Now, always during the Stanley Cup final is when you're going to find fans. Like, I didn't even know you liked hockey, bro. But yeah, I've been a Florida Panthers fan for 10 years. Like, all of a sudden they come out the woodwork just because hockey is such a lit sport. Like, when to actually watch, or if you've never been to a like professional hockey game or even the Winterhawks, like, those games go super, super hard. And so, like you said, any place they can get your engine pumping by listening to Leanne Rimes, like, it lets you know that this is a different type of sport. And for the first three games, the Panthers were pretty dominant outside of the game 3, where it looked like it could go one way or the other. But then after that, like, you get an 8-1 win if you're the Oilers. Okay, we're in this, but still not sure. Then you come back and win 5-3. Confidence is super high. I'm watching just a little bit of that game This past, was it Friday? What do you think the game was?
Game six. That was on Friday. Correct.
And again, you mentioned that they showed that during the third period, they showed the Panthers on the bench. It was like, I think they know that this is going to be bad. Like, this could potentially be really, really bad for them. But now you have to go home and you've got to win in front of your home crowd. And like, I know if you're Drake, you were absolutely hoping that Canada wins. Like, you need this W right now if you're Drizzy, you know. But if you're the Panthers, man, you've got to feel. You're shook.
Confidence, everything is shifted 100% to
they have not
like the Oilers. It's just insane.
Your only thing going for you is that the Oilers have scored what? The first couple games they only scored one goal. Like, okay, that's cool. Then they came back again.
They made up for it in game four though.
They came back and scored a whole lot more, you know, in your house. So now you just have to protect home. However you do that, but I'm looking at a team in the Panthers that are just, they don't look confident, and they didn't look confident on the bench. So we'll see. I think all eyes will be glued to the one game seven that we have left in sports right now.
Yeah, and how about, I mean, the fact that we have major sport of hockey or basketball going this late into the summer.
I mean,
June 24th.
Yeah.
I'll take it because we're about to get to the dog days of summer, my friend.
Here they come. You love these days, though. It's a lot of golf and baseball for you. Those are your two favorite things.
Well, we'll see about golf. Why I missed the show last week is...
Oh, we told him.
Yeah. I missed the show because I tried to go golf on some injured ribs. Do you want me to share how I got those
injured ribs? I'd love to know. I thought maybe you fell.
Yeah, we need this story.
All right. Well, we'll do that next. We'll wrap the show up because we're up against it, and I'll inform you of how this exactly happened. So we'll wrap up the show. Sports Sunday next here on 1080 The Fan. All right, wrap up the show here. The poll results for Are You in Any Way, Shape, or Form Happy for the Boston Celtics winning the NBA Finals? The winner in this 2-hour time frame, Screw All Boston Teams.
All right, good job.
39.2%.
Except for the Patriots, everybody else.
Love the pettiness. Well,
I didn't know the Patriots were in Boston when they became my team. I didn't know what New
England. Technically,
they're not. I had no idea what New England was when I was 9 years old.
Second place, yes, they deserved it, 27.8%. Yes, but screw their fans, 20.3%. 12.7%, no, they won enough. To wrap up the show, though, I was out last week because I tried to go golf on some injured ribs, and that was not a smart choice. This was just a week after injuring those ribs. So this is now 2 weeks since I've injured the ribs. You know, just fell through my ceiling. No big deal.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. You guys haven't fell through a ceiling before?
Not lately.
I thought that was just kind of a thing that happens to a man
at some
point.
Like a rite of passage thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think so, but please, that's not a good start.
Elaborate.
Tell me more.
So what was it? You know those attic fans that, like, they suck the hot air out of the attic?
Yeah.
And they, you know, so that was making a very, very loud noise on my house 2 Saturdays ago. And spent the night at the girl's house, came back Sunday, wasn't making as loud of a noise, but it was still noticeable to the point where I'm like, I ain't staying here. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep at night because I can hear it in my house. So call the landlord up. I'm like, what the hell's going on? He goes, I can't make it out there today. But if you go up into the attic, there is a little knob that you can turn on this fan that will basically say, you know, turn on at a higher temperature is what it's saying. I'm like, all right, I think I can do that. So I get up there, get a ladder, hoist myself up in there, and, you know, stepped on some drywall, which is not very supportive. You know, and I'm not much of a physical labor guy, you know, haven't really worked on houses.
You got very soft hands.
Yes, they are calloused because of my golf grips, if anything. But yeah, took one step in and then put another foot on this drywall and went right through. And the saving grace was this shelf that my dad built me when I was like 5 or 6 or something like that. This like desk shelf combo, and it's probably about 5.5 feet tall. And it was directly under where I fell through. So I fell probably about 4 feet and landed like feet first on this shelf and was just standing there, like halfway in the attic, halfway out of the attic, and just created a hole right in the ceiling. So scraped up my shin, scraped up my my stomach, my torso a bit, and that was bruised up. And the ribs, we're going on 2 weeks. And they feel better at times, but again, woke up this morning and...
Don't fart.
Dude, yeah. The sneezing, that is the tough part. Oh. And it better be good by Saturday, because Joey is out of town, my girl is out of town, so that is just perfect. Hey,
Tom Cruise, Risky Business.
We're ready for some tea times on Saturday. You ain't got no other obligations, so these things better start showing some progress here soon, because, it's go time. It's go time here in a week. So here you go. Never fell through a ceiling, huh?
Nothing too. No, not to my knowledge. I don't believe so.
Again, don't go falling through any ceilings, anybody. Don't stand on drywall.
I'll do my best.
Don't stand on drywall. Not very supportive. But everybody out there, have a good Sunday. Have a good rest of your week. And we're getting close to 4th of July here soon. But more importantly, have a good draft day on Wednesday.
Hey, let's go Blazers.
Come hang out at 10 Barrel Pub in the Pearl District on Wednesday with Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Sook and 1080 The Fan. I might make an appearance. Who knows? But for everybody out there, have a great week. Have a great draft day. Jordan, thank you as always.
Yeah, love you guys.
Rashad,
have fun.
Thank you as always.
Indeed.
And have a great Sunday. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
As they say, let's do that hockey.
Let's do it. Probably know this about me, Joe, but I played hockey for a little bit.
Oh, really?
I did. It got really expensive because I grew, and so it was time to
buy pads. And hockey is expensive anyways.
And it was super far away from Northeast Portland, so couldn't really play them.
Well, I would say the two most live, amped up places over the last week were the crowds at the Kendrick Lamar concert. in LA, Inglewood specifically, and in Edmonton, because, oh my God, here come the Oilers. They come back from a 3-0 series deficit to the Florida Panthers. They win game 4, 8-1. I think I turned that off at 5-1. I'm like, okay, they're probably not going to score any more than that. Oh, no, they did. 8-1 game 4 victory. Game 5, I believe, was 5-3. Yeah, I was going to say, got a couple empty netters at the end there. And then game 6, 5-1, I believe, was the score of that one. Rashad, you have the scores right there.
I do. Game 6, 5-1. Very good.
But oh my God, that Edmonton crowd towards the end of that third period, they would play like a song, like a Bon Jovi song or Leanne Rimes or something like that to get the place amped. And then the music would stop because the play would continue. That place was as loud as a venue sports arena as I've ever heard on TV. Like being able to hear the crowd and their react, like, they were absolutely amped up, and thank God that Florida doesn't have to play in that environment for game 7, because that team looks absolutely shook. They kept showing their faces on the bench on game 6. That is a team that cooked. Just, dear God, I want to see Edmonton pull it off, because it would be the first Canadian winner in however many, 30 years, whatever the hell it is. But just the way that Florida has crumbled these last few games and how confident Edmonton looks. And also the fact that Edmonton won game 6 and Connor McDavid didn't even have a point, who is the best hockey player in the world. And it's like, all right, you found out a way how to beat him, but we still beat you 5-1. Like, good luck, Florida. It's just, I know there's some betting tickets out there. One on 1080 The Fan, Ken Barkley, who shows up on Dirt and Sprague, who needs Florida to win this. My buddy Tanner, who is a complete gambling degen, he got the Panthers at All-Star break Stanley Cup winners, I want to say at 20-1 odds. Jeez. So he is hoping that they pull it out as well. But for the sake of seeing people absolutely crumble their betting tickets, the fan base crumble for the second year in a row, go Oilers, baby.
Man, it's,
let's do that hockey.
Yeah, no, it's a tale of two different, you know, teams, if you're being real. Like, that Panthers team to start the first three games, like, and if you looking through Twitter, you're seeing Panthers fans, you know, already kind of congratulate themselves.
Are those a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they are. Now, always during the Stanley Cup final is when you're going to find fans. Like, I didn't even know you liked hockey, bro. But yeah, I've been a Florida Panthers fan for 10 years. Like, all of a sudden they come out the woodwork just because hockey is such a lit sport. Like, when to actually watch, or if you've never been to a like professional hockey game or even the Winterhawks, like, those games go super, super hard. And so, like you said, any place that can get your engine pumping by listening to Leanne Rimes, like, it lets you know that this is a different type of sport. And for the first three games, the Panthers were pretty dominant outside of the game 3, where it looked like it could go one way or the other. But then after that, like, you get an 8-1 win if you're the Oilers. Okay, we're in this, but still not sure. Then you come back and win 5-3. Confidence is super high. I'm watching just a little bit of that game. This past, was it Friday? What do I think the game was?
Game six. That was on Friday. Correct.
And again, you mentioned that they showed that during the third period, they showed the Panthers on the bench. It was like, uh-oh. Like, this is, I think they know that this is going to be bad. Like, this could potentially be really, really bad for them. But now you have to go home and you've got to win in front of your home crowd. And like, I know if you're Drake, you are absolutely hoping that Canada wins. Like, you need this W right now if you're Drizzy, you know. But if you're the Panthers, man, you've got to feel, you're shook.
Everything is shifted 100% to
they have not,
like, the Oilers. It's just insane.
Your only thing going for you is that the Oilers have scored what? The first couple games, they only scored one goal. Like, okay, that's cool. Then they came back again.
They made up for it in game 4, though.
They came back and scored a whole lot more, you know, in your house. So now you just have to protect home, however you do that. But I'm looking at a team in the Panthers that are just, they don't look confident. And they didn't look confident on the bench. So we'll see. I think all eyes will be glued to the one game 7 that we have left in sports right now.
Yeah, and how about, I mean, the fact that we have major sport of hockey or basketball going this late into the summer. I mean, June 24th.
Yeah.
I'll take it because we're about to get to the dog days of summer, my friend.
Here they come. You love these days, though. It's a lot of golf and baseball for you. Those are your two favorite things.
Well, we'll see about golf. Why I missed the show last week is...
Oh, we told him.
Yeah. I missed the show because I tried to go golf on some injured ribs. Do you want me to share how I got those
injured ribs? I'd love to know. I thought maybe you fell.
Yeah, we need this story.
All right. Well, we'll do that next. We'll wrap the show up because we're up against it, and I'll inform you of how this exactly happened. So we'll wrap up the show. Sports Sunday next here on 1080 The Fan. All right, wrap up the show here. The poll results for Are You in Any Way, Shape, or Form Happy for the Boston Celtics winning the NBA Finals? The winner in this 2-hour time frame, Screw All Boston Teams.
All right, good job.
39.2%.
Except for the Patriots. Everybody else.
Love the pettiness.
I didn't know the Patriots were in Boston when they became my team. I didn't know what New
England. Technically, they're
not. I had no idea what New England was when I was 9 years old.
Second place, yes, they deserved it, 27.8%. Yes, but screw their fans, 20.3%. 12.7%, no, they won enough. To wrap up the show, though, I was out last week because I tried to go golf on some injured ribs, and that was not a smart choice. This was just a week after injuring those ribs. So this is now 2 weeks since I've injured the ribs. You know, just fell through my ceiling. No big deal.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. You guys haven't fell through a ceiling before?
Not lately.
I thought that was just kind of a thing that happens to a man,
like a
at
rite
some
of passage
point.
Thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think so, but please, that's not a good start.
Elaborate.
Please, tell me more.
So what was it? You know those attic fans that, like, they suck the hot air out of the attic?
Yeah.
And they, you know, so that was making a very, very loud noise on my house 2 Saturdays ago. And spent the night at the girl's house, came back Sunday, wasn't making as loud of a noise, but it was still noticeable to the point where I'm like, I ain't staying here. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep at night because I can hear it in my house. So call the landlord up. I'm like, what the hell's going on? He goes, I can't make it out there today. But if you go up into the attic, there is a little knob that you can turn on this fan that will basically say, you know, turn on at a higher temperature is what it's saying. I'm like, all right, I think I can do that. So I get up there, get a ladder, hoist myself up in there, and, you know, stepped on some drywall, which is not very supportive. You know, and I'm not much of a physical labor guy, you know, haven't really worked on
houses.
You got
very soft hands.
Yes. They are calloused because of my golf grips, if anything. But, took one step in and then put another foot on this drywall and went right through. And the saving grace was, this shelf that my dad built me when I was like 5 or 6 or something like that. This like desk shelf combo. And it's probably about 5.5 feet tall, and it was directly under where I fell through. So I fell probably about 4 feet and landed like feet first on this shelf and was just standing there like halfway in the attic, halfway out of the attic, and just created a hole right in the ceiling. So scraped up my shin, scraped up my my stomach, my torso a bit, and that was bruised up. And the ribs, we're going on 2 weeks. And they feel better at times, but again, woke up this morning and
don't fart,
dude. Yeah. The sneezing, that is the tough part. And it better be good by Saturday because Joey is out of town, my girl is out of town, so that is just perfect. Hey,
Tom Cruise, Risky Business.
We're ready for some tea times on Saturday. You ain't got no other obligations, so these things better start showing some progress here soon because it's go time. It's go time here in a week. So here you go. Never fell through a ceiling, huh?
Nothing too. No, not to my knowledge. I don't believe so.
Again, don't go falling through any ceilings, anybody. Don't stand on drywall.
I'll do my best.
Don't stand on drywall. Not very supportive. But everybody out there, have a good Sunday. Have a good rest of your week. And we're getting close to 4th of July here soon. But more importantly, have a good draft day on Wednesday.
Hey, let's go Blazers.
Come hang out at 10 Barrel Pub in the Pearl District on Wednesday with Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk and 1080 The Fan. I might make an appearance. Who knows? But for everybody out there, have a great week. Have a great draft day. Jordan, thank you as always.
Yeah, love you guys.
Rashad,
it's been
fun. Thank you as always.
Indeed.
Now have a great Sunday. Peace. All right, wrap up the show here. The poll results for Are You in Any Way, Shape, or Form Happy for the Boston Celtics winning the NBA Finals? The winner in this 2-hour time frame, screw all Boston teams.
All right, good job.
39.2%.
Good job. Except for the Patriots. Everybody else.
Love the pettiness. Well,
I didn't know the Patriots were in Boston when they became my team. I didn't know what
they're not.
I had no idea what New England was when I was 9 years old.
Second place, yes, they deserved it, 27.8%. Yes, but screw their fans, 20.3%. 12.7%, no, they won enough. To wrap up the show, though, I was out last week because I tried to go golf on some injured ribs, and that was not a smart choice. This was just a week after injuring those ribs. So this is now 2 weeks since I've injured the ribs. You know, just fell through my ceiling. No big deal.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. You guys haven't fell through a ceiling before?
Not lately.
I thought that was just kind of a thing that happens to a man,
like a rite
at some
of passage
point.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think so. But please, that's not a good start.
Elaborate.
Please, tell me more.
So what was it? You know those attic fans that like they suck the hot air out of the attic,
yes.
And they, you know, so that was making a very, very loud noise on my house 2 Saturdays ago. And spent the night at the girl's house, came back Sunday, wasn't making as loud of a noise, but it was still noticeable to the point where I'm like, I ain't staying here. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep at night because I can hear it in my house. So call the landlord up. I'm like, what the hell's going on? He goes, I can't make it out there today. But if you go up into the attic, there is a little knob that you can turn on this fan that will basically say, you know, turn on at a higher temperature is what it's saying. I'm like, all right, I think I can do that. So I get up there, get a ladder, hoist myself up in there, and, you know, stepped on some drywall, which is not very supportive. You know, I'm not much of a physical labor guy, you know, haven't really worked
on houses.
Of course,
you got very soft hands.
Yes. They are calloused because of my golf grips, if anything. But, yeah, took one step in and then put another foot on this drywall and went right through. And the saving grace was, this shelf that my dad built me when I was like 5 or 6 or something like that. This like desk shelf combo. And it's probably about 5.5 feet tall, and it was directly under where I fell through. So I fell probably about 4 feet and landed like feet first on this shelf and was just standing there, like halfway in the attic, halfway out of the attic, and just created a hole right in the ceiling. So scraped up my shin, scraped up my my stomach, my torso a bit, and that was bruised up, and the ribs were going on 2 weeks. And they feel better at times, but again, woke up this morning and
don't fart,
dude. Yeah. The sneezing, that is the tough part.
Oh.
And it better be good by Saturday because Joey is out of town, my girl is out of town, so that is just perfect. Hey,
Tom Cruise, risky business.
We're ready for some tea times on Saturday. You ain't got no other obligations, so these things better start showing some progress here soon because it's go time. It's go time here in a week. So here you go. Never fell
nothing,
through a ceiling, huh?
Nothing too. No, not to my knowledge. I don't believe so.
Again, don't go falling through any ceilings, anybody. Don't stand on drywall.
I'll do my best.
Don't stand on drywall. Not very supportive. But everybody out there, have a good Sunday. Have a good rest of your week. And we're getting close to 4th of July here soon. But more importantly, have a good draft day on Wednesday.
Hey, let's go Blazers.
Coming out at 10 Barrel Pub in the Pearl District on Wednesday with Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk and 1080 the Fan. I might make an appearance. Who knows? But for everybody out there, have a great week. Have a great draft day. Jordan, thank you as always.
Yeah, love you guys.
Rashad,
fun.
Thank you as always.
Indeed.
And have a great Sunday. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.